Last year, in an effort to raise awareness for the importance of patient safety, the World Health Organization established World Patient Safety Day. Here to talk about that and really what's this year, everybody's trying to stay safe, not only the patients, but also the healthcare workers. Vice President of Clinical Quality and Patient Safety at United Healthcare Global, Melinda Sawyer, joins us. Hi, Melinda. How are you?
Good. Hi, Bruce. How are you doing?
Well, not too bad. How are the healthcare workers doing? We need them to be healthy and safe in order to treat us, right?
Yes, exactly. And that's why the World Health Organization chose the theme of World Patient Safety Day to be healthcare worker safety. You know, during this COVID crisis, the public has really had the opportunity to see the challenges and the health risks that our healthcare workers face daily. You know, healthcare workers are at increased risk of illness, violence, accidents, stigma, and death. And working in such a stressful environment can increase risks both to their physical as well as their mental health. And as you can imagine, being under such stress, we're more likely to make errors. And in the case of healthcare workers, that might lead to patient harm. And so you can see that we will only be able to achieve our goal of ensuring patient safety when we first work to ensure our healthcare workers are also safe.
So who's responsible for that? How is that being done, or who can help with that?
Great. Really, everybody is responsible for improving the safety of health workers, right? But let's just talk really quickly about healthcare administrators and healthcare leaders. You know, their number one responsibility is to create a culture where healthcare workers can openly and transparently talk about safety incidents. You know, that's going to be required because we're going to have to talk about risks to our own safety as healthcare workers, but also risks to our patients. And right now, during COVID-19, you know, our hospital leaders and administrators, they also need to invest in appropriate training and infection prevention and ensure healthcare workers have access to the appropriate personal protective equipment. And then, you know, what are the roles that everybody has, right? We all have a role in decreasing the spread of this virus. You know, every single one of us can practice physical distancing. We can wear a face mask in public when we can't keep our distance. We can wash our hands frequently. And by engaging in these practices, we can all contribute to decreasing the spread of COVID-19, which is also going to help keep our healthcare workers safe in our communities.
We know that the way with the COVID-19 and coronavirus, it kind of like just goes on top of everything, which was normal things that happened, things in emergency rooms, things that happened throughout the year. But this just kind of compounds it and maybe accentuates things that were maybe there before, but were able to get overlooked because you're able to, you know, control those situations. Things now kind of get a little chaotic. What about the mental health of workers? You know, the long shifts, the things that they see. How are they being addressed for those folks too?
Yeah, you know, let me tell you a little story. You know, I've been taking care of patients as a nurse for 20 years. I remember as a very young nurse when I was taking care of patients during my 12-hour shifts, that there was a one patient I took care of for almost a year through her battle with a debilitating condition, you know, and all of us as on her healthcare team were there for her and her family through that process and through her death. And I clearly still carry that memory with me. But I didn't really realize at the time that I was suffering from the stress, the frustration, and really the helplessness of caring for someone that sick for that many months. And I'd take this home with me every day. And so those are the scenarios that healthcare workers sign up for. They happen every day. And then you add a global pandemic to that stress. And we really realize that our healthcare workers are in need of additional mental health support right now. You know, we also know that if left unsupported, healthcare workers can experience decreased effectiveness in their role, they can experience burnout and potentially leave their profession, and they may even evolve into post-traumatic stress disorder. However, if we support our healthcare workers, we know we can avoid these impacts, we can likely avoid these impacts, and build a more resilient healthcare worker, a more resilient workforce, and more importantly, and most importantly, you know, a more resilient healthcare system for our patients.
Well, if I'm a patient, I want them to be on their best game possible, have their best bedside manner, have the best equipment, have the, you know, the best answers. I want the answers for them, and we look forward, you know, to them to give it to us. Where can people find out more, or maybe go to help support or understand what's going on during World Patient Safety Day?
Great. You know, you can go to United Healthcare Global's website. It's uhcglobal.com. And you can also go to the World Health Organization's World Patient Safety Day website, which is www.who.int/patient-safety.
Sounds great. Melinda, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for all you do and all the care that you provided to the patients over the years. Appreciate your time.